Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am standing here. I'm a little silly but excited. They have a new thing on the Blog Talk Radio. I'm like, oh, that's cool. good morning, everybody. This is Jamie's Journal, the journal strategist. I'm excited. I just came from one of my calls and he said a couple of things, but we want to welcome Dr. Arlene Spann. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, mic check, 1, 2, 3. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Yeah. That's my song. Yeah, you never know who's going to get on Jamie's Journal, that's for sure. You never know. So how are you?
I know, right? I am doing well. I was like, well, this morning I started off like, okay, what's going to go on? But then when I got into my calls, it was a little confirmation. And then, I mean, I'm just excited. But how are you this morning? How was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome, amazing, wonderful. It was great. Got to get a lot accomplished. Got to get some books sold, some books signed. It was an amazing, just amazing.
Oh, wow. Wow, you went to a book signing. Wow, exciting, exciting.
Well, actually, look, it's almost like the book signing came to me where people were like, you know, I've been hearing about your book. People were telling me about your book. Do you have some more books? And it was more like, okay, go to your car, pull out some of your inventory that you have in there, sign away, and hand it over to these people who want your book. So it's been an amazing weekend.
Wow, and I was just thinking about you this morning. Okay, so you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been running through the book of Proverbs, but this is what I was singing this morning. That was another confirmation. Okay, so I am standing in my bathroom. I'm brushing my teeth, and I'm listening to my Singing Over Rich call. And the first thing I thought about, and I was like, what if me and Arlene Spann became the number one bestseller? That was number one.
Woo-hoo!
And I was
Woo-hoo!
Like, wow, what would, you know, because we're both partnering with each other. We're both working towards a goal. We're both working towards some things that need to be accomplished. And I was like, well, I am writing my next book on vision. And I was like, well, what if we just decide to become the next number one bestseller in the fall, you know? And that may be, you know, it may be a little short, but we could do, like, next year or something like that. But then I got on my other call, and my 9 o'clock call goes from 9 to 10. And this guy on this call, he is phenomenal. Some people don't like him. Some people do like him. But every single day he goes over the major definite purpose, which is part of Think and Grow Rich. And then he goes into, you know, reading about the book of the month or whatever, Laws of Success or Think and Grow Rich. We go over, you know, a couple of books. And then, you know, he goes into like a mastermind 9:30 to 10. So sometimes I'll stay on, sometimes I won't, depending upon whether I have a show or whether I have some stuff to do. But, you know, the one thing that he said is before he, I believe before he even, he reads through the book, but before he reads through the book sometimes, he'll tell a story. And you remember, Arlene, last week we went over Proverbs chapter 19, verse, scripture talking about wealth. And I just read it this morning. Okay, so I'm sitting here, I'm listening to the story, and he's talking about wealth versus poor, okay? Mm-hmm. And one thing he said is, in the story, is these guys were realtors. They were working on homes. And here's the difference between poor and wealthy. The poor guy said, "Well, man, you know, how do you do this? How do you get this business done, and how do you make it happen for yourself? You know, because the poor guy was helping the rich out. So the poor guy was asking the rich guy, how do you do it? And he knew how he was doing it, but he didn't quite understand what was going on. So he started to ask questions, and the wealth guy said, well, you already know. You're helping me out. So then the wealthy guy said, well, why don't you start to do what I do? And the poor guy said, well, I don't think I have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two wealthy guys said, well, you don't need the money because money is not a problem. Money is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get that concept. Money is not the problem. We have wealthy friends, but money is not the problem. It's our mindset. So you know, there are two people today. Are you wealthy or are you poor? Are you saying, oh, I just don't have the money? You know, if Robert Kiyosaki was on the line, or Donald Trump was on the line, or any of the diamonds from my network marketing, they would not say, you know what, I can't do it. I don't have the money. They would say, sure, I have the money. You know, they may have to, you know, go out and create some things before they put in a certain amount, but you don't ever hear a wealthy person saying, I don't have the money, so I think we're going to have to move it back a little bit.
Mm.
You, so a couple of things came to me this morning, and I'm excited to share, so I just shared. So what do you think about what all the things I just said?
That was a mouthful you just said. With all the things you just said, I think that with everything that I listened to you had to say, it's letting us know that, yes, it truly is. We have the two options. Either we are one or the other. And either we are. Is that me buzzing? Because I got these new earphones, so I'm hopeful that it's not. But we do. We do. We are either the poor in mind or rich in mind, and then which materializes things. And you just said it. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if we're thinking in the arena of, I can't do this, you know, how am I going to do this, I don't have the means to do this, then we are thinking the poor man's mentality. But if we're saying by any means necessary, like I said, this weekend it was not an official book signing at all. It was more like a out of the trunk signing, in that people were asking. So, you know, it's by any, look, my son calls it by any means necessary to get the job done.
Yeah.
So this was by any means necessary. And that's what the winner does. That's what the rich mind do. The rich mind, and I'm learning that, Jamie. Each and every day I'm learning, and I'm going to be a learner for the rest of my life. That's what I'm going to do, learn for the rest of my life. So the rich mind says, what is it that I can learn, and how can I apply what I've just learned? So I'm applying the things I'm learning, and that's what the rich person in mind and spirit and body will say. How can I get the job done? And that's what we're looking forward to, is working with those minds who want to get the job done. Back to you, Jamie.
Wow. So it was a lot going on this morning. I'm just excited. I want to, I'm like, can I just stay right there for like a year? Because, I mean, and I was just thinking this morning, I got up and I was speaking some things into existence because, I need to expand. You know, I need to expand. We, you remember we said we were going to open up an office and We said we're going to do a couple other things, and we haven't spoken in a while. So, you know, that's why I emailed you. I did email you a list of stuff. But, you know, put that number one author thing in your mind. And I mean, it's just, you know, it would be awesome, you know, if not, maybe not in the fall, I don't know, but maybe next year if we really, really work hard enough, not only to be the number one author, but be like a little bit up on the show, you know, because I am ready to share more information. I'm ready to share more things about Jamie's journal, but, you know, and it doesn't matter if the people are there or not. I'm just ready to share. Mm-hmm. So if they want to come on, then come on, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing I was thinking about this weekend, you know, whether the people are there or not, you know, you do the best that you can do, and you don't wait on people. People come when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
People and come, you know, when they're ready.
And you just said a mouthful. You know, have you ever noticed how when people are ready, they do come? And, you know, and that's the thing that I like about it. You just said that when they're ready, you know, sometimes people are, you know, aren't aware that you're there. And sometimes people are just into their own world or what they're doing. But if people are interested in learning how they can take themselves higher, if people are interested in learning how they can be a part of what God is doing, not what Jamie and Arlene is doing, but being a part of what God is doing, then they might consider listening in or even asking the question of how can they become a part of, and asking the question how can they get their message out on a Jamie's journal. So those are some of the things mm-hmm. that as people go back in the archives and listen, if it could be possible for you to be on this show, then ask how, you know, how can I be on this show? And, you know, and then just ask us the question if you have a topic, you know, like would you consider the topic of, I don't know, how to grow a garden. I'm just throwing something out there because I couldn't think of anything else. But it's right there.
Yep.
I'm just saying, if others want to move forward, you know, it's just wonderful. And isn't it amazing how when you start thinking about all the things that you are doing and you start thinking about what God is doing and how he's putting things in place, then you begin to look back and say, how can we pull other people forward? And what's interesting to me is that if we would have the people to come on, listen to the archives, call, email, text, whatever they need to do, and just say, how can I too be a part of what's going on at Jamie's Journal? You know, it's almost like saying, let me get in on the ground floor and keep it moving from there. You know what I mean? Back to you, Jamie.
Right. Right. And see, that's the thing. I'm on all social media. So it's not like this show is not producing, you know what I mean? So we're, you know, I looked at the ratings from the time we were on once a week to three times, you know. And we could always make it five, but I think that's a little too much. But, you know, it pays to be on than just more once a week, you know. When you're on once a week, no one really knows. But when you're on three times, people are like, oh, okay, so I understand. At least we're on three times a week and we're talking and we're communicating to you. Call in 626-696-8566. You know, we're calling, we're telling you, you can listen to the show. We're telling you, let's go. Let's take some action in what we're talking about. But, you know, people will do it when they're ready. So we are ready, Arlene. So we don't have nothing to worry about. All we got to do is make sure that we are saying the proper things and we are doing the proper things. That's why, you know, we'll get together soon and we could just sit down and talk about some things. I did email you and ask you if you're available April 4th. but that, you know what? We got like 14 minutes left. You have anything else you want to say?
It's just about Proverbs chapter 23 when I said earlier, when I said, for as a man thinketh, if they look at Proverbs, even though it's talking about eating and all that stuff, but as we delve into this Proverbs here on today, even in Proverbs 23:7, it says, for if he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then the latter part talks about eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. But I'm just talking about the first part of that today for us to start thinking in our heart, who are we? So as a man, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So who are you today as we delve into the Proverbs? Think about who you are. Back to you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. Think about it. Think about it. When you speak of, as a man thinketh, think about it. Like, okay, not just for a minute, maybe 5 seconds. You want to think about, okay, am I blessed? Am I prosperous? Am I living in abundance? Not, oh, I don't have any money, so I'm just going to sit here and be depressed. No, are you the rich? Are you the one that says I have wisdom, or are you the one that says I'm poor? And I, you know, on my other show, I've been speaking on mindset, but a lot of people are not willing to open up to it until they understand. Is everything that we go through is a mindset. I've been saying this for years. I don't know, it's going on 2, maybe 3 years. It's all in the mindset. It's all how you think about what you are thinking and what your heart is saying. You know, it's not only what God says, but what are you thinking? You know, and that is a good place to start, because in Proverbs 23, it's talking about eating. Verses 1 to 6, and then it gets into the ears of a fool, verse 9, and then it goes into correction of the child, and that's something I know, Arlene, we could talk about that all day. Hearken to your father, and it talks about the wine bite, and I believe I saw something interesting in one of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart is the big key of the text. Verse 12 I looked at. Applying thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. I love that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Applying thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Applying thy ears. So when we're talking about the book of Proverbs, there's always going to be a hidden key verse. There's always going to be a hidden message in every proverb. But sometimes we got to read it over and over again just to understand what it's saying. And let's read the hidden treasure in 23. We live in every critical hour. It is crucial that we walk in God's wisdom so things can go well in our lives. As this age draws to a close, time has been compressed. Evil has become more vital around us. Time is much too short to waste playing around with sin. Therefore, God's abomination not to associate with the ungodly is an extreme important message to heed. In Proverbs 23, the message comes through loud and clear. God wants us to follow his ways of wisdom, not the ways of the world. Ways of the world. So the world's thinking is, I'm poor, I'm depressed, let's go drink, let's go do what we need to do. But God's way is saying, I'm abundant, I'm blessed, I can do this, I'm available for what only God has for me. You know, it's a difference. And if you're thinking about, well, how do I get this God? You simply got to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and go to a local church, and they will teach you how to get saved. They will teach you how to confess the Lord as Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But that's how you get the God that we're talking about. But as a man thinketh is the critical thing. And the chapter goes into the dangers of alcohol. Drinking strong isn't wise. And over the enemy's strategy, take authority over the enemy's strategy is a real good one. We must take authority over the enemy's strategy. The enemy always has a strategy. The enemy always has a way to get you in a box, in the corner, not thinking I can make it through it, because I can tell you from examples, from experience, there was times when I was like literally in a box, like it's all their fault. It's not my fault. It's their fault. You know, there was times when I said, well, you know, maybe it's not meant for me to be wealthy. Maybe my family doesn't recognize it. But it's not for them to recognize it. It's for me to recognize it and for me to keep on going. And it doesn't matter what they think. It matters what I think about myself. So the enemy is always pointing at somebody else saying it's their fault, it's their strategy, but when are you going to point your finger at yourself and say, look, I'm it. The enemy's always in me trying to get me to go right or left. But sometimes you got to stand still and realize that the enemy always has a strategy, but you got to knock out the enemy to get to where you want to be. So what do you think about this, Dr. Eileen Stan?
Wow. You said a mouthful. And, you know, you're right. The enemy is always there because he comes to, you know, that scripture, still kill and destroy. But let's think about it this way. If we were given the correct tools to move forward and move beyond what the enemy is doing, what would you do with the tools that you give? And think about it this way. The Bible itself is a tool for us to use. God's word is a tool for us to use. So when we open our mouth to speak, are we speaking God's word and utilizing his word, or are we speaking the things that we want to say and hear? You said it. Apply thine heart unto instructions. In order to get instructions come through what? Through words, right? And thine ear to the word of knowledge. So when the knowledge comes to you, when someone's imparting words of life to you, what if you could just take those words and apply them to your situation and allow God to move in that situation so that no longer are you walking under deceit by what Satan is doing, but now you can give a good report and talk about what God is doing in your life. If things could be any different for you as far as your speech is concerned, what would you change? So it's all about how are you going to use, we're talking to you about these Proverbs, but what are you going to do with it? Proverbs in verse 19, it says, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. So are you going to listen and apply what you're learning from the scriptures? Are you open to what God has to say to you? That's all we're sharing, is what he has to say in his word. So as we're reading this, it has nothing to do with Arlene. It has nothing to do with Jamie. It has everything to do with the Lord. And I appreciate what God gives us in scripture so that we can, assist and help you. And you think about this. When was the last time, honestly, did you open up the Bible and find out what God had to say to you? That's all I'm asking. When was the last time you opened it up and said, okay, mm-hmm. Lord, what is it that you have to tell me concerning my situation? Just a question for thought. Back to you, Jane.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a good question. But, and we can talk about that for a while, you know, because we don't. We as a people, we go to church, but we don't take the time to open up the Word. We don't. We say we're busy, you know. You know, it's like asking if you want to make an extra $1,000. Well, I'm busy. I can't do it now. I'm too busy. I got the kids. I got to go to the store. I got to go to the movies, you know. But instead of, you know, making that extra money, or instead of, you know, reading your Word and seeing what God has for you, you're just so busy. But then you wonder why you're still depressed, you're still lonely, you still don't have what you want. Because it's literally in His Word. It's literally in His Word. That's why I got all that confirmation this morning. And we are out of time, so I need to go. Yeah, we are out of time. Dr. Anderson, how can we get in touch with you if we need your book today?
If you need my book today, and if you want to feel better about who you are, get rid of the aches and pains, then you want to reach out to me at arlenesweats@gmail.com. And you certainly may go to arlenesweats.com. And that's www.arlenesweats.com. Back to you, Jane.
Awesome, awesome. So I will be talking to you hopefully either today or when we get some free time. About becoming the number one bestseller. Woohoo! So, ladies and gentlemen, we are Jamie's Journal is on all social media. Yeah, I mean, it's out there. So we're on Facebook, Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, we're on all the social networks. Come and follow us, and we even have a Facebook page. Instagram, I mean, I'm posting stuff constantly. But I want to thank you for joining us today. And don't let the enemy try and put you in a box. That's what I want you to get out of this lesson today. There is confirmation all around, but you got to learn how to open your eyes and see what God wants you to see. God bless you. And I will chat with you soon, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. God bless you, and I will chat with you soon on Jamie's Journal.